Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Elliot Cadeau's departure should bring gratitude, not smears. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. It may not seem that way, but players have been transferring from the Carolina program since Dean Smith's halcyon days. John Brownlee and Linwood Robinson were seldom used reserves on the 1982 national champions and left shortly thereafter. Larry Drew was on the 2009 NCAA title team and left midway through the following season to return home and play for UCLA, joining the Weir twins, who also left UNC. Transfers in those days had to sit out for a year at their new schools, which was much more taxing than the transfer portal and immediate eligibility has made it now, as more than 1,000 players enter the portal each year. Elliot Cadeau is the highest-profile player to transfer from Yuba Davis's program and will play point guard for Michigan next season. The Wolverines will have a bigger backcourt, which was a problem the Heels had, especially on defense, the last 2 years with Cadeau and R.J. Davis. Parents, as well as agents and others, are now part of the decision to stay or go, based on where they might fit better and earn more NIL money or, starting next season, a salary based on their value to that team. Cadeau's mother, Michelle, praised their time at Carolina and said they had no contact with anyone from Michigan in this decision. Agents, maybe? Cadeau himself told 247 Sports, "The Michigan coaching staff really believes in me and knows what I can do. I want to play in an offense that best suits me and my abilities, with the correct players around me so we can all win." After 6 games of his freshman year, Cadeau was a permanent starter for the Tar Heels. He led the team and the ACC in assists this season, but also led the league in turnovers, which may have resulted in playing fewer minutes than the other regular starters. Yuba Davis said after the season ended with a loss to Ole Miss in the NCAA first-round game that, quote, "we have to get bigger from A to Z." Seth Trimble at 6'3", returns for his senior year, and 2 incoming freshman guards are slightly taller. If Ian Jackson and Drake Powell come back as sophomores, the 6'4 Jackson will play more in the backcourt, while 6'6 Powell would be a fixture at small forward. Jackson could transfer or turn pro, while Powell could also enter the NBA draft, but as a local kid with a Carolina family from Pittsburgh, would probably not transfer to another school. Cadeau was popular with Tar Heel fans who loved his ball-handling skills and improved outside shooting, but also were frustrated by nearly doubling his turnovers from his freshman season. In this new age of college basketball, players can move around like free agents, and the fans they leave behind should thank them and always consider them a part of the Carolina basketball family. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.